It would seem I have a rat in my quarters. I know you're there. There's no use trying to hide. I could hear your clumsy human footsteps from a mile away. You've got some nerve sneaking into a vampire's lair. I'd be impressed if I didn't know you came to grovel at my feet for your friends' lives. It's too late anyway. By now, all that's left of them should be specks of blood on my horde's weapons. My little ghoul babies do get so absolutely voracious. Though I hope you won't begrudge them that. They're mere mindless slaves, after all. And pretty soon, you might feel a certain kinship to them. I could cut you a deal, though, if you're willing to hear a pretty lady out. If you're truly set on trying to best me, I could humor you, but I think we both know how that'll turn out. Or you could run away. Delay the inevitable for just a little while longer. Live out a husk of an existence running from a fate that you and I both know you'll never be able to escape. Constantly looking over your shoulder for a threat that continues to loom closer and closer and closer until one day, just like that, you're snuffed out and no one's the wiser. No one will mourn you. No one will tell your tale. No one will know about the dead old man rotting in his tiny log cabin, who died exactly as he lived. Insignificant. Or you could be mine. Submit yourself to me. Give in and give me your everything. Give me you in mind, body, and soul. Let me show you pleasures your puny human mind could never comprehend, could never have known living your plain existence. Let me give you bright, blinding glory in the face of your new goddess. And then, after, I might consider keeping you around. Centuries down in a dark dungeon does get pretty lonely. You're pretty amusing for a pathetic human. Go on. Keep barking like a whiny little whelp. You think you're all bite, raving mad like a wolf, but I see your fangs, and they're weak. I see the tremble in your step, the flash of fear in your eyes. I can smell it. It's palpable. Thick in the air. It's guttural. It's primal need and thirst just begging to be sated. It's the cloyingly sweet, tempting siren's call drawing me closer and closer still to you. I can practically taste it in the air. Oh, it's delicious. But if you insist, very well. Have at it. Well, that's pretty good for a human. I bet you're a hero in some backwater town, or maybe you aspire to be. Maybe you wanted, wished for it so badly, but no matter what you did, you just couldn't quite get there. Maybe you saw your friend's disappearance as an opportunity, a boon to bring accolades to your name. Oh, struck a nerve, didn't I? You were desperate for a chance to rise in the ranks, prove that you were capable of more than what your peers thought of you. If only I could save my friends. If only I could beat the bad guy and bring back the victims. Then they'll see me as a hero. Then they'll cheer for me in the streets. Greet me with smiles and pats on the back wherever I go. Have women clamoring for the chance to warm my bed. Then I'll finally have done something worthwhile in my pathetic, tiny, insignificant, worthless, and downright lacking excuse for an existence. Oh, rejoice, human. For today, you will be reborn, exalted. Oh, come now. Tears aren't becoming of my new pet. Be glad and kneel at the feet of your new goddess. Worship me. Beg for mercy with your blubbering infantile words. I suppose if you wish to continue crying like an admonished child, I must treat you like one. Very well. Just keep your eyes on me. Watch the dagger in my hand. Watch it glow in the flickering candlelight, dipping bright and dim. Bright and dim. Can you see the flames dancing on it? Watch me bring the blade to my neck, tracing a line down my jaw. My neck, following the curve of my clavicle and trailing down along the swell of my breast. Can you see the flickering flames dance on the sweat glistening on my smooth skin? Watch me cut down from the low neckline of my dress, clean through the bodice, letting it slide from my shoulders to the ground. Was that a whimper? You just couldn't help yourself, could you? I see the hunger in your eyes. So deep and unyielding. A girl could drown in a look like that. Confess your lusty needs to me. Let your sins pay tribute to your new goddess. I can see you're still wary. Won't you cast off your inhibitions and let go of such a painful past? You don't need it. The only thing you need is to be inside me. Right here. Right now. Unbuckle your belt. Good. Now get rid of such restrictive garments. Poor thing. It makes me uncomfortable just looking at you. It must be so painful straining against it for so long. Go on. Allow yourself some relief. Do it for me. What a good boy. That's it. Show it all to me. Give me your everything. Oh. Not bad for a human. I'd even venture to say I'm impressed. Glad to see your ambition isn't the only thing that's big about you. That isn't for little old me, is it? I guess it is. Judging from the look you're giving me when I run my hands up my sides and cup my breasts, I can see the twitch in your fingers. I can tell your hands are just aching to grasp yourself and start pumping. You humans are all so predictable like that. So desperate for a quick and dirty reprieve. Did you just gulp? You know, it's dangerous to bring so much attention to your neck around a vampire. How about we just cover that up with your own felt? Just to be safe. On your knees, whelp. Good boy. Getting on your knees so fast for me. Let me just tug you forward a little bit more. You know, I like the makeshift belt leash. It's rather convenient. There. Now you're the perfect height for me to run my fingers through your hair. So soft, so warm, my little pet. My pretty, pretty little pet. Sway soft and slow, my love. To the rhythm of me stroking your hair. Back and forth. Back and forth. That's right. Don't you love it when your goddess spoils you? Don't you feel absolutely euphoric in this moment? Just give in. Let me pull you closer. And closer, and closer still. And closer still, my irresistible, delectable little treat. Shh, you have nothing to fear. Tilt your head to the side slightly for me. That's all I need of you. That's right. Let me kiss a trail from your shoulder. Across your clavicle. The junction where your neck and shoulder meet. Right where my lips can feel life pulsing, straining to be free, just like how you felt in those confining garments. It would only be right to set it free, wouldn't it? Don't you remember the relief that flooded your system when you finally cast your clothing off? It'll feel like that too, you know. Only tenfold. It'll feel like the best orgasm in the world, washing over you in waves. So, do yourself a favor and let yourself sink deeper and deeper into the sensations. I mean, it's not like you have a choice anyway. wrong, little pet? You're looking a little faint. Are the toxins from my fangs finally making their way through your bloodstream? Don't worry. I didn't take enough blood to kill you. Have a little faith. I've had centuries of practice, after all. There's no use struggling. You're not going to be awake for very much longer anyway, and you'll only be dead to the world for a little while. Good night, adventurer. Good morning, my darling. I hope you slept comfortably in your restraints. I couldn't risk you waking prematurely and trying to escape on me. Although, I think you'd be pretty with some more bruises. The ones from our sparring match are already blooming so beautifully. Are the furs you're laying on keeping you warm? I couldn't remember if humans could survive without their clothing. You are all so very, very fragile. I hope the chains binding your wrists together above your head aren't chafing. And how are the ones around your ankles? Don't bother trying to pull free. Those are bound with earth magic, deep, deep into the ground. You might as well have grown roots. Just settle in and keep your eyes on me. Watch me straddle your hips. You are so warm. So virile and just bursting with life and energy. Is my skin like cool marble against you? You'll get used to it soon. Get used to being my little plaything. I could just rake my nails clean down your chest. Your skin is so tender everywhere. Oh? You seem to really like it when I toy with your nipples. I can sense it in the way you're biting your lip and in the crimson flush on your face. I could drain you dry of every last drop of blood and still never be sated. I crave you. I want to kiss every last inch of your skin. You know, if you're so stuck on keeping your moans muffled, I could help you with that. There, there. You won't have to keep biting your lip any longer. I'll just smother your face with my pussy. It is so amusing to watch your warring emotions so clearly outlined in your expression. Face the facts, adventurer. You have a deep-seated craving for vampire pussy. You're desperate to taste your goddess. And I merely wish to oblige that. So, just keep still while I slowly rise and position myself just above your head. Are you watching? No, I suppose I don't even need to ask. I just heard your mouth water and your sharp intake of breath. You want this. You want to please me. I'm going to slowly lower myself onto you. Make sure to stick your tongue out, little pet. That's right. Oh, just like that. Taste me. Taste my arousal. My dripping, wet need. Feel my soft pussy lips part for your tongue. Oh, you're lapping at me like a hungry kitten. I need something harder. Suck on my clit. Bite my pussy lips. Let your ravenous hunger wash over you. Let it take over. Oh, your arousal is heady, and I'm drunk on it. Feel me squeeze your head tight between my powerful thighs. Feel me roll and buck my hips against you, fucking your face again and again and again. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, devour me, human, just like I feasted on you. Oh, who knew a human could make me feel so good? That's right. Oh, try to get as close as you can and bury your face in my pussy. Look, don't you dare stop. Yeah. I'm stuck in my clit. Just like that. Lick your tongue over it. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop me. Oh, fuck. 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 So close. So close. Faster. More. More. Give me more. I want it all. Make me come. Make me come all over your face. Make me make a mess all over you. And drink all of it. Every drop. And lick me dry. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. That's it. Take it. Take every drop. Don't let any of it go to waste. Oh, your exuberance demands a reward. My legs may be tired, but not weakened, don't you worry. The night is long, and I could keep going for centuries. You know what comes next, don't you? I can tell you do. Your dick's been throbbing this entire time, just begging for release, the poor thing. Tell me you want this. Beg for it. Beg for me to take you and take you until I drain you dry. Until your eyes are rolling back in your head and you're racked with the maddening shivers of climax pouring over you. Beg. Is that the best you can do? You must not want it as badly as I thought. Why? could just leave you like this to waste away till the end of your days, driven mad by lust and longing before succumbing to a cold, lonely death. Or you could do as you're told. Good boy. My good, good boy. I'm just going to move and sink down on your cock now. Nice and slow. Inch by inch. It's excruciatingly good, isn't it? It's all I can take, not to just go all the way down with a single thrust. No. No, I must take my time. Almost there. There. Finally, I have all of you inside me. Shh, adventurer. Breathe. Calm yourself. Don't get too excited yet. I need you to last. I want you to make this last. Then move back up nice and slow. Until just the tip of you is touching me. Feel the air caress your shaft like ghostly fingers before I start to sink down on you again. My skin may be cold, but I'm sure you can feel the slick, warm, wet velvet of my pussy. Can you hear it? Your moans, your quickened breath, the clink, clink, clink of chains rattling as you strain against them. This is our orchestra, here to stand witness to our ecstasy. Fuck me, human. With every ounce of vigor left in your body, if you can muster it, fuck me like your life depends on it. Because it does. Fuck, that's right. Oh, fuck, book your hips up to meet my every thrust. Look, let my pussy milk you. Squeeze you. And tick, and tick, and tick until you're just at the brink. Of climax, of insanity, of tears. Fuck me, and come for me. Fuck, pay tribute to your goddess in ropes of your huge, hot load. And give me every drop. Come for me. Fuck, fuck. Harder. Oh, fuck. Come on. Oh, you can do better than that. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, like that. Just let go. Give yourself to the pleasure and just let go. Don't you dare look away. Eyes on me, little pet. Watch me. Stare at me as you come. Gaze upon your goddess as you climax. That's right. Give in. Just give in to it. Come for me. Yeah, come for me now. fucking know. Give it to me. Give it fucking all to me. That's right. Fuck. Come with me. Fuck. I can't hold on any longer. Fuck. No. 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 Fuck. 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 That's right. Fuck. Fuck. Look deep. Deep into me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you were so warm. No. Pumping me full of your warmth. Fuck. You filled me to the brim, Pet. You must be so proud of yourself. As you should be. A couple more rounds of this, and you'll truly be my broken-in little toy. You... What did you think was going to happen? One sordid night with a vampire mistress, and you'd be free to go with your friends in tow? Off to celebrate your glory with the rest of the village, and maybe a night with some wanton country whores. Hot food, mead, and then some pussy that leads to a happily ever after. Oh, human. You're stupider than I thought, if you really believe that. This isn't a fairy tale, and you aren't a hero. Your friends are puddles of blood soaked into sand, bones crushed to dust, the echoes of their agony still a song in the wind, and you... Well, you've become a vampire's desperate little boy toy. If I tell you to dance, you dance. And if I tell you to jump, you ask how high. And if I tell you to fuck, you do so with reckless abandon until I am satisfied. Remember you this, and it'll do you good to let it all sink in. I made you what you are in this moment. You will never escape this. Escape me. I am your everything now. And that's all you'll ever need.